Welcome back to another episode of Bonding Through Words. Today we're diving into a topic that many fathers might find challenging but crucial: navigating difficult conversations with your kids. It's not uncommon for fathers to find themselves at a loss when it comes to addressing tough topics, whether it's talking about bullying, relationships, or even dealing with loss and death. These conversations can be emotionally charged and hard to tackle. But understanding the importance of addressing difficult conversations with children is key. Not only do they provide a learning opportunity for your kids, but they also serve as a chance to strengthen your bond with them. So let's explore some strategies to make these discussions more productive and less stressful. Firstly, we need to discuss creating a safe and open environment for discussion. Kids will feel more comfortable opening up if they believe they won't be judged or reprimanded for their thoughts and feelings. To foster this environment, it's important to listen more than you speak. Allow them space to express whatever is on their mind without interruption. This doesn't mean that you can't guide the conversation, but avoid dominating it. Make sure your child knows their perspective is valued. The more relaxed the atmosphere, the more likely they are to talk openly. This is the foundation for a successful, difficult conversation. Next comes the power of active listening. As a father, showing that your child's thoughts and feelings are significant involves more than just hearing their words. Active listening means engaging with what your child says by nodding, maintaining eye contact, and providing verbal affirmations like, "I see," or "I understand." Reflect back what they've told you, such as saying, "It sounds like you feel." This assures them that they have your full attention and that you're genuinely interested in their point of view. More importantly, it shows that their emotions are valid and worthy of being addressed, which can encourage them to communicate more openly. An essential tool for any difficult conversation is empathy. By putting yourself in your child's shoes, you can better understand what they're going through and relate to their emotions. Instead of offering immediate solutions, you can acknowledge their feelings first. For example, if your child is being bullied, you might say, "That must be really hard for you. I'm here to help you work through it." This approach can make your child feel supported and more inclined to open up. Empathy is about feeling with your child rather than feeling for them, which establishes a deeper connection and trust. It's also valuable to give your kids the tools to express their needs clearly and respectfully. Encourage them by asking questions like, "What do you need right now?" or "How can I support you?" Guidance on how to articulate needs can build their communication skills. Encourage them to express feelings using I statements like, "I feel upset when." This technique aids them in communicating without laying blame, thereby fostering a more constructive dialogue. It also sets the stage for them to be thoughtful communicators in the future. Transforming challenging discussions into bonding opportunities can make the difference between a child who feels isolated and one who feels supported. Approach these conversations as a way to learn together. It's okay not to have all the answers. Be honest with your child if you're uncertain about how to handle a situation. You can both look for solutions together, which teaches them problem-solving skills and reinforces that it's okay to seek help. This process can enhance your connection as you tackle difficult issues as a team. Lastly, maintaining calm and constructive communication during tough talks is crucial. Kids take cues from their parents, so staying calm models how they might handle stressful or emotional situations. Take deep breaths, pause if necessary to collect your thoughts, and approach the conversation from a place of calm assurance. When you communicate thoughtfully, you set an example of how discussions, even difficult ones, can be managed with respect and composure. This not only aids in the current conversation, but equips your child with a lifelong approach to handling sensitive discussions. To recap, today we delved into ways to effectively navigate difficult conversations with your kids. By creating an open environment, practicing active listening, employing empathy, and encouraging clear communication, you can transform these challenging topics into meaningful bonding moments. Remember, it's all about fostering trust and building a stronger relationship with your children. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Bonding Through Words. I hope you found these insights helpful and that they inspire you to tackle tough discussions with newfound confidence. Keep nurturing those family connections, and join us next time for more tips on strengthening your bond with your kids. Until then, take care.